The fastest call to action in the world's history was issued, 19 hours, 17 minutes, and 6 seconds. We made the call, and collective wisdom poured into the streets. You saw the videos on Telegram, the celebration of Sufism on Wednesday Fest. Dear listener, Restart has been downloaded 100 million times. Join the millions of Restart listeners and know that this government is destined to fall because of Restart. Welcome to 75. Welcome to the most dangerous program in 700 years. Welcome to Restart. Welcome to the 75th episode of Restart. I remember around episode 20 of Restart, the Islamic Republic's government would come under my Facebook, Telegram, Instagram, and all social media pages and say that the words are finished and Hosseini has nothing more to say, thinking the program was mine. Then after the 24th episode, they suddenly saw a new file open, a new topic emerge, and the secret behind, so in every era, a guardian is present, was revealed, and they were thrown into chaos. They said, so this program we're watching will continue for another 10 to 15 episodes. At the 40th episode, they came back and wrote, well, it's over now, what else can he say? It's finished. Then at the 40th episode, they were blown away again when they realized Zoroaster is the same as Abraham, and the subject of history is also changing. Just like Wednesday Fest, history was changed for Wednesday Fest. They just realized it's a celebration of Sufism. They just realized that the future government of Sufism has three holidays. Sufism itself, one of which is Wednesday Fest, the day celebrating the well-being of the complete human. 2 days ago, they realized that Restart is not only correcting history, but changing the entire history of a nation. They realized that in addition to forming a government, it is also confirming the holidays of the next government. They realized it continues. Now, why do they come and write on Instagram? To create despair, that's their mindset. Just like the Telegram followers that are decreasing, about 15,000 to 20,000 of them were from the Islamic Republic, and they are leaving Telegram one by one. Despair is a virus. We issued a call to action in 19 hours, and in just these 19 hours, you took a ton of videos. In the videos, you mentioned Hosseini's name, but not Restart's. Couldn't I have announced it 2 weeks before? Could I have taught you what to say? For me, this is enough. In just 19 hours, we took over the whole country. We changed history. Zoroastrians hate Wednesday Fest. Christians changed its form, turning it into Halloween. And they also have a trek or treat. But they have distorted it. Muslims consider it completely forbidden. What is this day that has been celebrated for thousands of years but belongs to no one? Well, if you just give your intellect a little shake, you will understand this belongs to the people of Sufism. All religions have a problem with Sufism. That's why they called it superstition, nonsense. It's not nonsense. The important point is this. Why did they do this? To shake your collective wisdom, for you to see. So number one, those Restart listeners who filmed and said Restart were smart. Number two, those Restart listeners who filmed but didn't say Restart, are they smart? Yes, but they haven't become strong yet. That collective wisdom hasn't set in for them yet. Number three, I wanted you to remember that the command can arrive at any moment. You did this in 19 hours. What will you do with a 3-day call to action? We delivered a firm checkmate to the Islamic Republic and reminded the oppositions abroad that Restart's power is measured in 19 hours, not by announcing 6 months in advance when to come out so they can also prepare. You must be ready. On Saturday's program, I will explain that we will probably have to coordinate our partisans soon. That means my powerful Restart ground army in the country must be ready. We will say things, and the instructions that exist for April, the 13 days of Eid, are in effect. Be on high alert and know what tricks you need to start pulling soon, and what will happen to the partisans after 7 p.m. So, that car, whether it belongs to the police or the traffic control, it doesn't matter, it has no right to exit. Meaning when a Restart order is issued, it says no, don't come out. The streets are full of Restart listeners. They don't joke around with anyone. They don't joke around with anyone. Once the command is issued, nobody jokes with anyone there. Whatever we pass over, the word of the friend is sweeter. Let me give a little explanation about Zoroaster. First of all, Zoroaster, I explained this last time. Didn't you listen to my Shaskul Plus program? That program was downloaded about 200,000 times. It had 1.5–2 million listeners. It's very old now. That's why at the beginning of every program, I dedicate 5 or 10 minutes to political matters, because some people don't listen to Shab-e-Khair Iran or Shaskul Plus or Shaskulha, and then they keep asking questions. Zoroaster was from Khuzestan. We explained he was a child of Khuzestan. Ishmael is a child of Khuzestan. But when Abraham or Zoroaster travels, his next son, Isaac, is born in another country. So it can be said that Jesus, who is Iranian, comes from the same lineage of Isaac. And Zoroaster's title is Abraham. And his story is quite clear. But what you need to know is this. Look, they say Nimrod is from hell. I will explain this in 1 minute from previous programs, so all your questions are answered. First, we didn't have Wednesday Fest before Zoroaster, not in its current form. On the 13th day of the new year, when they capture Zoroaster after he breaks the idols, the reason they take him is that the judges of Nimrod's era were semi-independent. Imagine, Nimrod is so hellish that his judges are semi-independent, meaning there are still good judges. Nimrod is hellish. Woe to the current government, meaning Nimrod was a billion times better of a person in the midst of hell, according to the religions. Woe to the current government. They celebrate Sizda Bedar, go into the city, and on the 25th of Esfand of that same year, they consult and decide to kill him. But because there are magicians, the Iranian government has them now. India has them. Germany has them. Everyone has them. There are 120 of them who, unfortunately, have very special and strong powers and can do things. They came and consulted, saying, for example, there are still people in India who can, say, do these things in the simplest stages of Sufism. It's very simple, meaning if you become a restart listener too, I don't know, maybe you will also reach it. For example, Jesus reached these stations in 3 days, for example. You can't say exactly 3 days or 10 days, but if you firmly do the things I tell you for a period, you will see these powers for yourself. There's no need to be told. These powers exist. They sat and reviewed and said, Sir, it is possible that this Zoroaster is from God. Then this religion we have created now, where everyone follows the religion of Noah, and the people had been fooled, and everyone was waiting for a discourse to come from above, for a new Imam of time to arrive, and they were all screaming, crying, and wailing. And there was a group of them who were celebrating the day of Noah and their salvation, all of them considering themselves believers, exactly like now, except they presented Noah in that form, and you now don't know what your Imam of time looks like. There, Christians, imagine, truly celebrate their own holidays. They celebrate Wednesday Fest for themselves and many other things. This was a point you absolutely had to know. And let me add another small but very important thing. Many have asked, Sir, our child, our brother, I don't know, they committed suicide, what happens to them? Suicide is generally divided into two categories, suicide with permission and suicide without permission. Suicide without permission is like praying, it's forbidden, like praying, 100% forbidden. Now we use the word for bi'adin because it's established in society, meaning you kill yourself without the permission of the complete human. You are left hanging. For what reason did you kill yourself? For that same reason, you will suffer 100 million times more in another dimension, another place, another location, another world. It will torment you because the soul is not yours to kill. This is without permission. But we have a suicide that is with permission, which Rumi commits every day. Sa'di kills himself, Hafez kills himself. This suicide means die, die, kill yourself to see something. Travel through time. Understand a few things. To save someone, a child whose parents have committed suicide can save them. But if parents' child has committed suicide, it's very difficult to save them. You can also save your brother, your sister, but one must become a restart listener, and under certain conditions, something can happen because of a magnetic field. a believer, as they say, this believer that everyone talks about, which is the most comical phrase I have ever heard in my life from religions regarding a believer. Your magnetic field becomes a magnetic field connected to something very large, exactly like you are an outlet connected to the main powerhouse of the city. Now, your question is, can I run a wire to my neighbor's house, my mom and them, so their lights turn on? Yes, you can, because you are connected to the power source. You can run a wire to your neighbor and light up a lamp there too. Yes. But if you are not connected to the power source, you can't save your mom either. She is also without power. I gave a simple example so you know, yes, you can do it. But your mom, who is not connected to the source at all, cannot give you power. Why? Because she is on that side and you are on this side. You are connected. These are many things that exist, but sometimes, like the son of Noah, the complete human's own child commits suicide, so to speak. In the sea. I am using this as a metaphor for the sea of existence and inwardness. Even there it is difficult, meaning the complete human cannot save his child. Even the complete human cannot save his child. Why? Because the body of the complete human in the universe is what I want to explain now, which is an important point. It is scientific too, and has nothing to in fact do with anything else but himself. The complete human cannot even make decisions about his own person, meaning, for example, illness rarely affects him, but when it does, he can't do anything about his own body. See, he can't do anything that concerns himself. The complete humans throughout history, the fact that Moses has a staff in his hand now, he can create dragons with it. He can produce dragons anytime. Right where you are sleeping, a dragon can be produced. But the complete human never does this. The law of gravity doesn't do this either, let alone the complete human. The law of gravity doesn't stop when someone is stabbing another in the stomach. The law of gravity doesn't say, stop. Cut the gravity. Someone is killing someone, and everyone says, sir, let it be. Someone is killing someone. Two people have been thrown in jail. Why are you putting all the plants, the sea, and the earth in jeopardy? The intelligence ministry of that era sat down and decided that the only way to save themselves and kill this man was to throw him into a great fire, as magicians cannot cast spells on fire, and he would surely die. And we will make the fire large. Why? So that when we throw Zoroaster or Abraham into it, people won't feel sorry for him. They threw Abraham into the fire, and on the 25th of February of that time, this man came out of the fire. Now, I don't know what power or strength he had, which is a very simple power and strength. Coming out of the fire was done through the power of the complete human. Even at that time, Abraham himself was not the complete human, a story I will tell later. When he came out, it became the day of Wednesday Fest, which they later celebrated. But when he came out, the judges of that era decided to exile Zoroaster. Now his son Ishmael and his second wife are in Arabia. They went there, and the women live there, he himself and Sarah, and Isaac has not yet been born. They are about to exile Zoroaster. Zoroaster with a simple sentence, because he is very wise. Zoroaster means wisdom. Wisdom means Abraham. When you mention the name Abraham or Zoroaster, think of restart. It means there is definitely wisdom in it, meaning with one sentence, you enter a sea of the greatness of thought. Zoroaster turned to the judge of that era, not the judges of today, because today's judges are all at the peak of intellectual deceit, the kind that exists today in the heads of dictatorial governments. The independent judge there said, "You must be exiled," and they also seized his property. They seized his property. Just like now, Husseini is leaving, so now we take his house, we take his car, we take his life, we take everything. The Islamic Propagation Organization has his shop. We don't give it back. It's the same in political life. They said, it makes no difference now. They said, you have to go. Zoroaster said, no problem. You exile me and I kiss your hands. You are very noble, but please do me the favor of asking Nimrod, who is the supreme leader. Nimrod was the supreme leader at that time. Tell the supreme leader, since he has a relationship with God, he sleeps with God at night, to return my life to me. I have worked since I was 17. I have worked so hard until now. I have property and estates. You are taking my money. That's fine. My money is for you. Just return my life to me at 17. I will go abroad and start over. The judges sat, thought, and went against the opinion of the supreme leader of that era, Mr. Nimrod, who doesn't say, I am God. All of this history is a lie. He says, I am the supreme leader. The path to your salvation is me. I am your king and your supreme leader. They issued a verdict against the supreme leader's opinion, saying Zoroaster would remain until he sold his properties. Then he had to go. It took 7 to 8 months, even a year, so his trial lasted 2 to 3 years. After 7 to 8 months, 9 months, the intelligence ministry went to the supreme leader of the era and said, Sir, this is causing a lot of trouble. He asked why. He said, He has stayed in Iran under the pretext of his property and is making people restart listeners. Meaning, he had already won everyone over. Such a police force had become restart listeners. The commander of the Revolutionary Guards in such a city had become a restart listener. Such and such police departments had become restart listeners. Sir, restart is becoming widespread in Iran. Nimrod is also in history, in the history of Sufism, not the ridiculous history of rulers and religions. Nimrod paid cash from the state treasury, bought all the property at the day's rate, and exiled him. You understood a little something, that this Zoroaster is the same as Abraham. So Ishmael leaves Iran, builds the Kaaba there, as they say. Zoroaster himself also goes and creates the Kaaba of Zoroaster there. I mean, just imagine, all the stories of the people of Sufism have been taken by the religions and claimed as their own, and they celebrate them. They celebrate Halloween, and here, without our permission, they celebrate Halloween. You must understand international forces. You must understand space-time. You must understand the dimensions. You must know that in a simple, ridiculous theory by Albert Einstein, there are 26 dimensions. My dear, in the Sufism of Rumi, Saadi, Hafez, Attar, and Faiz Kashani, there are billions upon billions upon billions of dimensions. Science has now somewhat confirmed up to 26. Some say 11, some say 26 dimensions. From Attar's perspective, when you read his poems, the dimensions of the universe are billion, 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 billion. Mr. Husseini, everything just went up in the air. Bravo. We will discuss all this in episode 100 and beyond, so you know that the complete human is a scientific being, not some imaginary figure from whom a dove descends from above, meaning a dove is supposed to come. So people shouldn't revolt, don't bother the government. The Imam of the time will come and save us from oppression. Excuse me, I shouldn't say this in the Restart program. I have a program on Shah Bekir Iran called The Day of the Lazy. We've named this day as such. We all sit and bow our heads to oppression. All religions have this. All religions declare that you should not rise against the government. From Sunnis, Shias, Christians to Jews, they've issued verses from the Gospel that one should not stand against the government. Except for the people of Sufism, except for Abu Muslim Khorasani and Babak Khoramdin, except for anyone who has revolted is from the people of Sufism, whether it's an internal revolt like Mahatma Gandhi or from someone else. We have no one but those from Sufism who would revolt, and even now, kindness is being shown to the Iranian nation, which I hope, at least, is being shown to you and me. Let's be careful. Let's not search through history again. Let's just bury all these restart listeners in the ground. Let 500 years pass so that another Wednesday fest, which happened on the day of Ishmael's salvation and so on, doesn't become a superstition again. At least preserve this history, at least so we know what's going on and the many other things hidden within it. So now we must understand the dimensions of the universe. I need to give a brief explanation in one line. All of this is necessary for our future, for episode 100 and beyond, and I am explaining it calmly and easily so we know what's happening. Look, where in the universe are we living? First, we need to know this. Where are you right now? Where are you in this entire universe? What forces exist in the universe? Until we understand this, we won't understand the complete human. I'll give a brief explanation. The largest number in the universe, its unit is 10 to the power of 100. I said it in the last restart, meaning Google. Its unit is 10 to the power of 100. The largest number, the number of atoms in the universe is 10 to the power of 110, meaning everything you see is 110 and beyond. 110, the number 110. 10 to the power of 110 is a very large number. To give you an idea, the age of the universe is 13,800,000,000 light years, meaning from some point all scientists have now agreed on this. The only place where the people of Sufism have a problem with these scientists is here. The scientists say from some point an explosion, a big bang happened, and the universe is expanding. This time frame is 13 billion. Let's say 13 billion and make it 14 billion years from the first explosion until now, as you and I are sitting opposite each other, hearing each other's voices. What is the diameter of the universe? 91 billion light years. So this shows that this bubble is growing very rapidly. This becomes its diameter, its mass, its ordinary matter. That too is 10 to the power of 53 in the universe. See how large the number 10 to the power of 100 is. If we understand how large the number 10 to the power of 100 is, and its density is 10 to the power of -31. The average density is 4.5 times something. Its dark matter is 26% in the universe, about 69% is, for example, dark energy, and 4 or 5% is something else. So the conclusion is, from the first Big Bang until now, as you and I are sitting here, 85.67% of it, they don't know what it is. From the moment of the Big Bang, the universe has expanded until now, where you and I are sitting. The world scientists know nothing about this. The new scientific theory says that the entire Big Bang until now is a bubble, meaning a circle, a covered layer. This means that light is bent here, like in black holes. Light goes into a black hole and is deflected. Space-time in the space of the universe where you and I are now sitting is like a circle, like that bubble, like a bubble. Meaning you go to the end of the universe and you have to turn back around in it. Of course, Einstein reached 26 dimensions, which is far more than this, because the laws of physics, mathematics, and chemistry in the universe have not yet been explained, and so they haven't reached it. Now, the fundamental question that Rumi asks, and I want to start his poem, Rumi says, "From here the secrets of Rumi begin." Rumi says, "We've explained the entire universe in one line. Before that, let me say, it's one big bang bubble we are sitting in. It's one bubble. If it started at some time 14 billion years later, you and I are here now. There's another bubble next to it. Billions of bubbles exist in this ocean. All these bubbles are, in fact, their own universes. So there are billions upon billions of universes. But the great secret is that the complete human in all these universes cannot be more than one person, meaning the complete human of the current era, the power of his soul's capacity, is that ocean. The inner turmoil of this being's soul, its turmoil produces a wave, and you still don't know what this wave becomes. We don't know either. When this wave subsides, it produces bubbles in which time is created. If you understand the word time, everything is solved. The Big Bang started from time. When you remove time, there is no Big Bang. I am slowly teaching you how Rumi understood this. I'm explaining the secret behind Rumi, Sa'adi, and Hafez, how they understood this. How did he understand the story of the universes? There is one way. Why did they say for thousands of years, let's find something to make life permanent? What were they looking for here so they wouldn't die? When you die, time has become zero, so a black hole has time in it. A neutron star has transformed, then become a black hole, meaning it has died again and again. Die, die, Mr. Rumi, whose words contain a very special musical melody. His word die can even be sung in a certain way, like die. To say die, you have to play music for 3 years because you have to see Bemirid. He takes the same poem and sings, die, die, meaning I am sitting here now, I must die. The Big Bang, which has time in it, has a dimension called time. Time circulates within the Big Bang itself until now. Time itself is up in the air. Space-time means this. It means you have created the universe in a time that doesn't even listen to itself. It's like you've produced a child who is flipping off his parents. Meaning time was created after the Big Bang. Meaning distance. We go back to Hafez's poem. The veil of the soul's face becomes the dust of my body. Oh, happy moment when I cast that veil from that face. Hafez, you are a veil to yourself. Arise from within. He means remove time. Hafez, look, when there is a veil between you and yourself, it means time has been created. Meaning even a tiny distance of a billionth of a millimeter, it doesn't matter. A time exists. Hafez is revealing the secret exactly. He says after you find the complete human, because the complete human is that very ocean, each of its bubbles is a universe. He teaches you a secret. And with that secret he teaches you, you learn how to remove time. Meaning 14 billion light years of time from the Big Bang until now, Hafez removes it in a second. Why? Because when you completely pull out time, you go back to before the Big Bang. It's that simple, my friend. I don't think it's very exciting. I won't make the topic exciting. It's very simple. You are playing a game that is real. And it's as if, look at this very year, for example, 1990, PlayStation released a football game that nobody plays anymore. It seems ridiculous now. Now the images are becoming more and more realistic. Now imagine that PlayStation's football game images next year become so realistic that it's as if Ronaldo is really in it. And you still don't remember that right now? As Hosseini is speaking, it's the exact same game. It's as if we've designed the game so well that, like idiots, we think we exist right now. Meaning this very life we are living is a well-designed game. Why? Because our coloring is very strong. You are in a virtual world, meaning we are somewhere else that we are returning to, which I want to briefly explain to you today. So when you remove time, the world changes. It's that right now, if I pull time out of myself and arise from the veil of self and remove it, right now as I'm speaking to you, time becomes zero. My speed is so high that I go back and see before the Big Bang. They all said this. The people of Sufism. So what does he want to teach you? He wants to teach you an alchemy so that in your personal home, while watching the Zorro series, the next second you are on Pluto. You don't want this? You don't want these things? Look at something else. Sit and watch the series. Go ahead, foreign networks. What do you want? What else do you want besides this? I don't understand. See what he says. Jami, Abdul Rahman. Jami, the great Sufi, these people revealed it. They spoke more than they should have. They revealed it. He says, I was on that day from the tribe of the dreg drinkers, when there was no sign of the vine nor of the vine pointer. Jamie says, he says, the time when they were shaping Adam's clay, I was there, sir. Everyone says the same thing. How was this possible? This man is not a liar. He wasn't after position, power, or authority. Many left positions of power and reached this station, like Faiz Kashani, like Sheikh Baha'i. You were in power and you came out. He says, I was, on that day, from the tribe of the dreg drinkers. Do you know who was drinking wine then? We clinked glasses with God. It was when Adam was being created, I was above them. I was, on that day, from the tribe of the dreg drinkers, not from the sign of the vine. He's taking it further. The question? Sign of the vine, someone mocks. Sign of the vine means the grapevine. And they also say Eve ate a grape. A snake came out of that hole. All imagination, ridiculous stories. They know nothing of time, nothing of space-time, nothing of thermodynamics, you know, nothing of anything, and we just make up stories like this. We draw Eve in shorts walking around, and Adam is trying to kiss Eve, doesn't know what to do. The devil also says, eat this, eat that, and he doesn't eat it, and gets expelled from there. This is the whole story of the religions, a ridiculous, comical, funny story that they know nothing about. I was on that day from the tribe of the dreg drinkers when there was no sign of the vine, meaning there was no grapevine. I existed before there was even a grapevine. What sign do you seek from the tavern dwellers? Jamie says, how do you want to understand restart from the tavern dwellers? Mr. Alamar, who went and issued a fatwa for yourself, You kick people's wives and children to force a religion on them, a religion that is not yours to force. Religion belongs to the people of Sufism. From the tavern dwellers means from the Wrens, from these great people, from the people of Sufism, meaning the Sufis, not you and me. What sign do you seek from the tavern dwellers? What are you looking for to understand from us, to hear from us? Without becoming signless, no sign can be found from them. If you don't become signless like them, you won't understand any sign at all. First, you must be signless to understand the sign. Everything is in our hands. The people of Sufism say, what does signless mean? We are not from here and not from there. We are signless. We are from the placeless, and to the placeless we go. This poem is full of meaning. Rumi is explaining quantum physics and then says, the universe is like a very large ocean that has bubbles. From each of its bubbles is the entire universe of you and me within it. So the earth is inside a bubble, which I said last time, if God turns his face away, I swear on his mother's death, he won't find it. He talks about my mother's death. I even swore on God's mother, so you wouldn't say he doesn't have one. The people of Sufism say, which came first, the chicken or the egg? The old Tudeh Party leftists used to say he's right. They would steal from Sufism and present it to the religions, like Nietzsche, which they've now taken. The atheist's sentence was from the people of Sufism, and he would come and ask, in your opinion, did the chicken come first or the egg? The people of Sufism are saying this. He says, which sign of the vine? Sign of the vine means this. He says, which came first, the grapevine or Adam? Well, who planted the grapevine? Sufism is saying this. Right now I'm reciting Jamie's poem. He's saying the same thing. He says, this Adam, okay, we are devoted to the religions. This Adam was sleeping, someone breathed into him. Okay, we are at your service too. Well, where did they eat the fruit from? From the tree. Which tree? There was a tree there, right? Yes. Who made this tree? A gardener. Who was that gardener? God can't build things. He doesn't have hands and feet. Have you ever seen the earth's gravity come and shovel at your doorstep? The gravity makes my hair so short in the back. Gravity says, sir, this is my job. My job is that up there, that Mr. Barber over there, the very fact that I don't let his barber shop float away, I've maintained it so he can cut your hair. See, if I go, he's up in the air too. The scissors are up in the air. You're up in the air. Your chair is up in the air. Complete human, show yourself. Show what? You don't have the ability to see a single extraterrestrial being because extraterrestrials have no time. The earth is extraterrestrial. As you yourself say, there is no time in it. So what was created in this bubble? Time. In this bubble of time, which is currently one of these bubbles, who existed? The complete human? No, the complete human is also in it. I will tell you why. This sentence is very important. What else is in it? Gabriel. What else is in it? Azrael. In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful. This Azrael takes our souls. He doesn't just take your soul. A neutron star turns into a black hole. We see all these explosions because their souls have been taken. Someone is taking their soul. So a virus named Azrael has existed in the universe since time began, and the slaughters are in his hands. No, what kind of slaughter? It's not these slaughters, because Rumi says, we are from above and we go above. We do not die. So a black hole does not die. That's why it has an end. Right now in science, some scientists say it dies, others say it doesn't. Even Hawking says it doesn't die. Even your Hawking now says it doesn't die. It's a very important point. So Michael is in it, Azrael is in it, Gabriel is in it. We are from above and we go above. We were explaining this poem. We are from the sea and to the sea we go. The entire universe is like bubbles that reach a point of explosion and return to the ocean again. They become the ocean again. We haven't talked about this ocean yet. We haven't yet said what the boundary is between bubble one and bubble two. Look closely at the ocean. There's air in it. Let's go to the seaside. We understand when the wave rises, there's air above too, meaning a bubble is formed. It's true the bubble is made from water, but there's air inside it. My fellow countrymen, this is what I wanted to explain today. So know that besides the complete human, who is the ocean, there is an air that exists. Who is that? Without that air, this bubble is not produced, meaning the Big Bang until now goes up in smoke. So the complete human who raises away from himself, how does he create the bubble? With another being that itself goes into this bubble at some point, it produces the bubble. So the bubble is composed of the sea and air. So the world that you and I live in is composed of the complete human and something else. What is that something else? Which in the programs from 100 onwards, I want to slowly open up and we'll go see what's happening. We are not from there and not from here. We are placeless and to the placeless we go. La ilah is in pursuit of ila Allah, like la. We too go to Allah. We are the Ark of Noah in the storm of the soul. Inevitably, we go without hands and feet. Thank you for listening to this program, and regarding your questions, we have answered them. And until the next program, listen to the Saturday programs as well. Very important, especially for Restart listeners, listen to the Saturday program as there are very deep topics embedded in it. We all kiss your hands. I kiss each and every one of your hands. But remember, I'll end the story with this sentence again. As long as a Restart listener is not attacked, the Restart listener kisses everyone's hands, but when attacked, it's war. When they are killing, you can't just say, let them come and kill and go. This is a very important point. Restart listener, in times of defense, become the most dangerous beings in the universe. But in times of peace, they are all fallen, dust at the feet, kissing everyone's hands. It has come to save you, the religious army. The people are already saved. Restart has come to save you, the Iranian crops, so that you may know the difference between this Nimrod and that Nimrod. Know that Nimrod, who had an independent judge, is gone. Woe to the Nimrod whose judge is a transgressor. Restart is not a kindness done to me, Hosseini, or the people who became Restart listeners. Restart is a kindness being done to you, the religious army child, for you to renounce disbelief and come and hold fast to the rope of God. Restart and do not become divided. Farewell.